Harmony is the musical science of chords. The musical science of chords. A chord is the simultaneous sounding of three or more different pitches. The simultaneous sounding of three or more different pitches. Now, the so-called major chord is the Ur chord, the master chord, the mother chord of all of what we would consider tonal music. It represents the simultaneous sounding of the first five overtones. Let me explain. If we continued dividing this Pythagorean monochord and generating ever more complex ratios, we would divide the string into a quarter, then we would divide the string into a fifth, then we would divide the string into a sixth, each comparing the sound of a sixth of the string back to a fifth of the string, a fifth of the string back to the fourth of the string, and so forth. These are also called overtones, these increasingly complex sounds, or partials. Let's pretend that's our original string, R1. An octave above it is half the string. Five notes above that is a third of the string. Four notes above that is a quarter of the string. Three notes above that is a fifth of the string. And another three notes above that is a sixth of the string. Put them all together, what do you got? Something we call a major chord. And the major chord then becomes, because of this cumulative process of simple intervals to complex, this major chord becomes the basic harmonic unit in Western tonal music. Functional harmony posits that different chords play different roles relative to each other. And the true system of functional harmony, again, developed during the Baroque, it is a product of the systematic, logical, and orderly fashion by which harmonic ideas were now exposed to scientific ideas, and a musical harmonic system was allowed to evolve based on rational and logical thought. At the heart of the functional harmonic system is the assumption of tension and rest. In any piece of music, rest is represented by that chord built on the parent note of the scale in which the piece is written. For example, let's say we're in the key of C major. That means the parent note of the piece is C, and a major scale is built on top of the note C, the pitch C. Therefore, when we hear the pitch C, we feel rest. A C major chord would be that chord, that triad, that three-note chord built on top of the C. And in a piece of music that's in C major, that chord represents rest. That's the last thing you're going to hear. Ah, so at the heart of the functional system is this concept of rest. The tonic chord, the chord built on the tonal center, whatever the tonal center is in that piece of music, will represent rest. And at the other end of the spectrum, there will be tension and there will be dissonance. And this is the chord built on the fifth note of whatever scale we're in. Remember the primacy of that fifth, that perfect fifth, the first non-duplicating interval, the 2-to-3 ratio? It also governs our harmonic system. If we are in the key of C, and this is the tonic chord, then the chord that creates the most tension relative to the tonic chord is the chord built on the fifth note of the scale. And when we hear that, we hear dissonance, we hear pain, we hear departure, we hear removal, and our ears demand the dissonance revert to consonance. Ah, we desperately want to hear resolution. So these are the polar opposites in the functional harmonic system. Rest, represented by the tonic chord, represents consonance. Departure is represented by the dominant chord. It represents tension and dissonance, which ultimately must resolve back to the tonic chord, release, resolution, and consonance. Now, as I said, like the Pythagorean scale, this whole harmonic system is based on the primacy of the perfect fifth as this first interval that doesn't duplicate itself. It is an interval that is very simple, yet is complex enough not to keep repeating itself the way an octave does.